A judge could rule today whether to release CMPD video of an officer-involved shooting in June. That case was filed by WFAE last week. It's the first petition of its kind in Mecklenburg County since a new state law went into effect October 1st. The law requires a court order to release body and dash cam video. Earlier this week, WFAE's Lisa Wharf laid out the process to request the video. Now she picks up the story on Tuesday with her day in court.
Okay, we're back at the courthouse, just sitting outside of the courtroom waiting for the hearing and working on our argument.
WFAE's news director Greg Collard joins me.
Yeah, I think how you say it is good.
We've decided to argue this case on our own, but I've hit up a few lawyers for advice. They tell me, stay general, argue for a compelling public interest, and make the point this incident happened several months ago. Oh, and don't sound too lawyerly. I wondered if anyone would oppose it, and I soon get the answer. CMPD attorney Mark Newbold and the head of the district attorney's homicide team, Bill Stetzer, greet us.
Hi, Mark. Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
So it looks like we'll have an argument.
Yeah, and outside the courtroom is an officer we think might be involved in the shooting, and it appears to be an attorney is with him. That's certainly on our mind. How are you feeling, Lisa?
I'm intimidated.
We do feel a little bit outgunned here.
Yes.
We all take our seats. There's two of us and five lawyers seated on the other side, including two representing the officers in the video. Superior Court Judge Eric Levinson comes in without a robe, asks us not to stand, and gets started.
So, ma'am, I think this is your petition. I think I'll turn to you first, hear from you, and then I'll just sort of turn to these other folks and see what their comments are, and we'll go from there. So, yes, ma'am.
My argument is short. I talk about intense public interest in police shootings and how it's shaping the public discourse.
Body and dash cam video certainly doesn't tell the whole story, but it provides irreplaceable perspective of how those events occurred. This is an incident that took place more than 5 months ago. The facts of the investigation have been well digested. The police officers are now back on the street. If any time is good for release, it's now.
The video we're asking the court to release involves a man who shot someone in the foot on a CATS bus in June. According to a CMPD press release, officers Michael Bell and Garrett Tryon saw a man fitting the description of the shooter walking beside North Tryon. They got out of their cars and saw he had a handgun. CMPD says Rodney Rodriguez Smith fired at least one shot, and the officers fired multiple shots. Smith died shortly afterward. CMPD said he and the shooting victim on the bus knew each other. CMPD attorney Mark Newbold tells the judge, although Chief Kerr-Putney has called the officers' actions heroic, the department is still waiting on the DA to weigh in.
And at this point, I think it's very important that the DA be heard and also that the officers be heard. Thank you, Your Honor.
Assistant District Attorney Bill Stetzer is not in favor of releasing the videos. He refers to them as evidence in an ongoing investigation.
So that this case is in the process of being reviewed, and until such a decision is made on charging, we would consider this like we consider any other open active investigation, and we would not be able to acquiesce in release of evidence in such a case.
Then the attorneys representing the police officers speak, including George Lauren, who was a defense attorney in the trial of former officer Randall Carrick.
The petitioner has not shown you any public interest except a generalized statement saying the public has a thirst, if you will, for seeing body cam and dash cam videos. But they have not shown you any public interest, that there's never been any protests, there's not been any marches on City Hall, there's nobody showing up at City Council demanding the chief do A, B, C, and D.
Furthermore, he argued, if the DA decided to press charges, the video could mean a potential grand jury pool would see evidence that might not even come out in the actual trial, and warned of a slippery slope where defense attorneys file these petitions arguing public interest to get access to district attorney information they're not entitled to. He concluded,
I would tantamount that, Judge Levinson, to a fishing expedition.
Attorney Jeremy Smith then speaks. He represents Officer Garrett Tryon, who's also in the courtroom.
It is interesting that it's a radio station that wants the video. I have a feeling that it would go up on their website, which would drive internet-based clicks or revenue viewers from that particular stream.
So, and then he brings up one of eight standards the statute says a judge should consider. That's whether the video would reveal information of a highly sensitive personal nature.
This is a video of someone's last moments. This is a video of someone dying. This is a video of police being involved in that death. And I don't know that there is a more highly sensitive personal portion of someone's life.
All right, Mr. Smith, thank you. Madam, did you want to respond to anything that's been suggested or argued here or add anything?
I would like to. Yes, please.
I said a compelling public interest shouldn't be gauged by the number of people protesting in the streets, though there's been that here. It's an interest in the transparency of the justice system. And I pointed out we picked this case specifically.
As for the ongoing criminal investigation, the DA hasn't come to a conclusion, but CMPD has determined that these officers are fit for duty and they're back on the streets.
The judge asked whether the family of the deceased had seen the video. They hadn't. He asked if we knew of any civil process going forward around the case. We didn't know. The judge said he'd make a decision by today. He said any order to release the video would include a 24-hour wait. After all, someone may appeal the decision. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.